Now we are turning our attention to the Alia Expo, which is happening in September. And in the run-up to that expo, I will be interviewing different people who will be coming to South Africa to chat and answer all the questions that we might have over making Alia and bureaucracy. I mean, we talk about war in Israel, but I can tell you that the bureaucracy in Israel sometimes is even more worrying. South African doctors is the topic of what I want to chat about now. And South African doctors, of course, are no strangers to working under pressure. But what if that pressure was tied to a fresh start, a new home, and a future in Israel? Well, joining me on the line is Ronen Fassman, who is the director of IMAP, which stands for International Medical Aliyah Program. And that is a program that speaks directly to doctors, specialists, and medical professionals considering the move to Israel. Ronen, thank you so much for joining us on the line. A lot of South African doctors are feeling uncertain about the future in South Africa, but Aliyah is a huge step. If we can start at the beginning, what exactly is this program, this IMAP, the International Medical Aliyah Program? What is the full package? And how does it walk a doctor through the process from that first phone call to actually practicing medicine in Israel?
Hi, Paula. Thank you for having me. So to start with, this program, IMAP, is a joint effort of Nefesh B'Nefesh together with at least three government offices and the Jewish Agency, obviously, the Israel Center in South Africa. We're talking about some big government offices. One of them is the Ministry of Health, obviously, the Ministry of Aliyah and Integration, and the Ministry of the Development of the Negev and the Galil. Those three government offices, together with Nefesh B'Nefesh and the Jewish Agency, have combined this program to address the basically two things. One is the critical shortage of doctors in Israel. Israel is suffering, even before the war, from a very bad percentage, a bad ratio of doctors per 1,000 people. And obviously, after the war and during the war, this shortage became even more critical. And the government understood that one of the ways of increasing the numbers is tapping into this huge pool of Jewish doctors eligible making Aliyah by the law of return, who, like you said, are worried or they have bad perceptions of the Israeli bureaucracy, and to basically provide them with everything they need in order to move from wherever they live, whether it's South Africa, New York, or Buenos Aires, to come and fully integrate into the Israeli medical system. So basically what we provide is A to Z services. We're going to talk, if a doctor, let's say, interact with us or calling our center, we'll do kind of an intake phone. We'll see what's their age, what's their Hebrew level, what's their specialty, what are their programs, what are their plans, where do they want to live, do they have kids, do they have spouse who needs help with finding a job. And then we'll start tackle each one of the obstacles that a doctor, basically every Ole has, but we have to say that because this shortage became so critical, then the government says we need to put some kind of extra benefits for the doctors to help them move here. So like I said, from the licensing, the specialty recognition, the finding a job, the improving your Hebrew skills, your medical Hebrew skills, and obviously landing a job that suits you within your profession, within your specialty.
Well, then I'm surprised with what you said, that there was a shortage of doctors in Israel even before the war, you know, because one thinks medicine, being a doctor, is one of the top jobs for a nice Jewish boy to go into. What are the main reasons why this shortage exists? And is this exactly what your program is trying to address?
So I'll start with the end. Yes, the answer is yes. We were tasked by the general director of the Ministry of Health to bring as much as we can 2,000 doctors in 5 years. This is the goal that we were given. The reasons are basically twofold. One, as you know, in the 90s, Israel received a huge wave of Olim from former Soviet Union, which, as we all know, a lot of them were doctors. So now we're talking about 25% of Israeli doctors are from those countries. And, you know, when you get a shock of doctors into the system, they retire basically at the same time, not according to the ratio, the regular ratio. So in the 90s, we were very thankful and honored to receive those 25% of Israeli doctors, but now they are all retiring all at once. So that's once. The second reason, it's a bit more complicated. There's been a reform in the Israeli health system that many Israeli doctors who have studied medicine abroad and were until now allowed to practice medicine in Israel, some investigation were made, and they realized that a lot of the medical schools in Eastern Europe are very much below the Israeli standards. So if until now, about 50% of the incoming doctors to the Israeli medical system were from abroad, from those countries, since next year, they won't be allowed to receive their Israeli medical license. So we're talking about the flow of new blood, new doctors coming into the system will be cut into half in 1 year, basically. And that's going to be a huge shock to the system. So together, combining the two reasons, this is why the general director of the Ministry of Health basically addressed us and say, okay, I have some programs and some plans for the long run, but I have no plans for the mid or short term. And this is where I need to bring doctors that are ready, that are specialized, that are ready to work, that basically plug and play.
Well, then one of the concerns, and I would imagine it's one of the biggest concerns for many doctors, and obviously we're talking here South African doctors, is whether their qualifications and specializations will be recognized in Israel. Can you explain how the process works, and are there any specific agreements or shortcuts in place between South Africa and Israel that doctors might not know about?
Yeah, okay, that's a great question. So basically, the process of converting a medical license is combined two elements. The first one is getting your medical license. That's pretty easy for all Anglo Olim. Their license is, I would say, in 99% of the cases are automatically recognized. Once you have a diploma from a recognized medical school, then your license will be automatically recognized. You don't need to translate everything. You just need to verify a few documents. I'm not getting into the details, okay? I hope it's okay. The second part, which is a bit more, can be more complicated, is to get your specialty recognized. I mean, if you're a cardiologist or a neurologist, you want to be a cardiologist in Israel, not just a doctor, a general doctor. And this is where things are different between country to country and between state to state. And this is where a doctor needs to provide all of their, basically, proof of their CVs. Meaning, if you're a surgeon, then you'll have to bring a lot of your surgery logs for many of the years you were practicing. If you are a psychiatrist, you'll have to show what kind of work have you done, if you published articles, books, everything. This is where they're really getting, and excuse me, they're getting into your kishke to see how training, what kind of training did you receive. And here I need to say something that is very particular to the South African doctors. I recently learned when I started this program, and I've interviewed a lot of South African doctors, we learned that some of the doctors, after their medical school, are going to do some kind of a national service in the countryside, in the rural areas, and then they go back to the mainland or they're going back to the cities. Some of them are doing a full official specialty, and some of them are not, and they're becoming what you call in South Africa GPs. In those cases, people doctors without a verified or an official specialty may have challenges to get their unrecognized specialty in South Africa recognized in Israel. And this is where we want to work with those doctors really on a tailor-made one by one to check each one's file and to advocate for those files with the Israeli Medical Association, which is the body that regulates and overall all this process.
There's also the perception, of course, that learning Hebrew is a major stumbling block, especially for professionals working in life and death environments. Realistically, Ronen, how much of a barrier is language, and what support does your program offer for doctors needing to integrate into an Israeli hospital or clinic?
Yeah, that's obviously a great question, and I'm going to be very honest. You need Hebrew. You need Hebrew to work in Israel, as if I would go to South Africa, I would need English. However, and I would say a few things. One, there are Anglo communities, Anglo bubbles sometime. I'm sure our future Olim knows them. If it's for South Africa, then we're talking Ashkelon and we're talking Ra'anana. And now we have a small community being formed in Karmei Gat and in all kind of communities. Having said that, again, one more thing, sorry, it's the specialty that you work in. If you're a psychiatrist or if you're an internalist, then yes, you have a lot of conversation with the patients. But however, if you are, let's say, a forensic doctor or an anesthesiologist, then obviously you need Hebrew. You still need Hebrew because you're sitting in department meetings and you have to present and you have to talk to your supervisor and you do have to talk to patients. But there are specialties where the Hebrew is much less of a factor. In terms of what we, together with Misrad HaKlita, and this is mainly Misrad HaKlita is the Ministry of Aliyah and Integration, they have all kind of tailor-made medical ulpans for doctors. Doctors and medical professionals. So you first, if you need, you take a level Aleph or level Bet just to have a basic Hebrew. And then Misrad HaKlita will offer you a very small group. And there are all kind of options to suit the doctor's time to learn Hebrew. There are some medical centers who, if let's say you had a click with Barzilai in Ashkelon and they want you and you want them, there are cases where the hospital will say, listen, I'm going to give you 100 hours on me. I'm going to put you with a tutor and we'll make sure that you get it to the right Hebrew level that we need. So, yes, the doctor will have to work for it. We now offer medical ulpans that can start online pre-aliyah. So let's say I'm going to meet a doctor at the event and he'll say, listen, I'm making Aliyah only in 2027, but that's a done deal. So I would tell him, come on, sign up for the medical ulpan and take it online now. So when you make Aliyah in 2027, you'll be already fluent in Hebrew, as much as we can say.
Well, Ned, there's a million questions I could ask you, but unfortunately, I need to wrap this up because of time. Will you be in South Africa next month as part of the Aliyah Expo? And if you could just give any doctors or people that are listening a sense of where they can find you and how they can set up a time to meet with you. And if you want to mention any other questions you'll be addressing when you are here.
Yeah. So first of all, our website is a huge resource of information and links and evidence and whatever. And it's imap.org.il. I think every doctor that Aliyah is on their mind. You don't have to commit. You don't have to know exactly what you want. Come talk to us, ask questions, get some connections, get some other doctors who have made it that we can put you in touch with. You won't regret it. If there are doctors who are listening to me, we're going to be in Johannesburg. We're going to be in Cape Town during the Aliyah Expo. And it's really, if it's even just, a glimpse of a thought, you should come and explore that opportunity.
Ronen Foxman, the director of IMAP, which stands for International Medical Aliyah Program. A reminder that website again is IMAP, I-M. aliaep.org.il. The Alia Expo will be here in South Africa the 14th to the 15th of September. And certainly a fantastic initiative with a lot of the concerns that doctors have being addressed. So if you are interested in learning more about how to make Alia work for you, visit the IMAP website or catch Ronen at the upcoming Alia Expo in South Africa. Ronen, thanks so much for joining us. And I know you are on reserve duty and you're taking this interview while doing reserve duty. So on behalf of all our listeners, thank you so much.